sorrows. What a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Guilty, vile and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he. Full atonement can it be? Hallelujah, what a Savior.
As we come to prayer this morning, we're going to use a prayer that was first written by the great preacher John Wesley. John Wesley lived between 1703 and 1791, and this prayer has been adapted for use this morning. Let us pray. O Jesus, poor and humble, unknown and despised, let me not be ashamed to follow you. Have mercy on me. O Jesus, hated and persecuted, let me not be afraid to follow you. Have mercy on me. O Jesus, betrayed and sold like an object, let me be content to call you Master. Have mercy on me. O Jesus, accused and wrongfully condemned, teach me to endure false accusation. Have mercy on me. O Jesus, clothed in mockery and shame, let me not seek my own glory. Have mercy on me. O Jesus, dragged, scourged and bloodied, let me not faint in the fiery trial. Have mercy on me. O Jesus, crowned with thorns and hailed with hate. O Jesus, carrying the cross. O Jesus, insulted, injured, grieved and humiliated. O Jesus, hanging on that cross, bowing your head and giving up your spirit. Conform my whole life to your love. And in the silence, we come before God in prayer with the deepest prayers of our hearts for ourselves, for others, for our world, and all that is wrong and painful and unjust in that world. Lord, hear our prayers. We pray together in the words that Jesus taught his first followers as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. I go in peace, and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you and with all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore. Amen.